Hello, everyone, and welcome to the SearchOracle.com podcast. This is Mark Brunelli, SearchOracle.com news editor, and joining me today is Mark Townsend, Oracle Corporation's Vice President of Product Management, and also a database guru in his own right. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me, Mark.
Yeah, so we're here today to talk a little bit, for starters, about the upcoming Open World Conference, which is less than 2 weeks away. It begins next Monday, a week from Monday. And I'm just wondering, you know, what's the conference look like this year? It's been getting bigger and bigger every year, hasn't it?
Exactly. So, you know, one of the things we're very, very excited about it this year. So with the combined conference, we're expecting over 40,000 attendees to actually attend in person. Wow. And up to 50,000 others actually participating online. So we have a very, very well-packed and well-organized conference for customers and partners to come to this year. And, you know, we could spend a little bit of time, if you like, talking about how that's structured.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the conference actually runs a little longer. Most people associate it with the Monday through Thursday. This year, we're actually starting on the weekend before. So one of the things that we're doing is something that we introduced last year called an extreme weekend. So this is a chance for customers to come in and starting on Saturday afternoon and working through Saturday and all day Sunday, actually get a lot of hands-on expertise working with the developers and the experts. So, for example, there's extreme weekends on how to set up your first real application cluster environment, or extreme weekends on how to build a highly available environment using the Oracle technology, building your first data warehouse, implementing your first content management. And we find a lot of people like these because they come in, they get the in-depth technical knowledge, you know, they have 100 people in the room, there's pizza and beer and everything else. So it's a good hands-on opportunity for people, and significantly expanded this year. There's over 12 different topics that we're doing for the Extreme Weekend.
Could you mention some of those topics? What are some of the different topics?
So the rack cluster, the data warehousing, content management, high availability. And then if you look at the other packs, there's setting up the middleware fusion applications. There's also J.D. Edwards hands-on, Siebel hands-on, et cetera. So a great deal of content in that area.
Fantastic. I understand you're also holding something called the Develop Program.
Yeah, this is something that's a little interesting. So in conjunction with what's happening at Moscone, we also have a large number of other hotels. And in particular, we have the Hilton. So we have a separate conference in its own right running Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, which is focused purely on developer topics. So it includes all of the database development topics, such as PL/SQL and using Application Express. But it also extends out to talk to our .NET brethren out there. So there's a large track on programming with Visual Studio and .NET. Also, all of the Java guys are there as well, Java at the database level and also in the middle tier. And this year, we're also including a large amount of PHP content as well. So, you know, this is for the people that maybe don't want to do all the DBA activities or all of the applications activities, but have a specific development focus. They have this conference over at the Hilton that runs in parallel. They can attend the keynotes from the major conference, et cetera, but it's a chance just to focus around development topics. And that's proving to be very, very successful. We have a number of well-known experts coming to talk in the area of PHP, people from Google, et cetera, coming and standing up and talking about their experiences. So it should be good.
Now, is the Develop Program basically for advanced developers, or can beginners attend, do you think, or is it geared toward just anybody? Or?
Well, it's geared towards all ends of the spectrum. So there's some basic topics in there. So, you know, a lot of people maybe like to take this as an opportunity to cross-train. So maybe they're .NET programmers, they want to put their toe in the water with Java or vice versa. So the way it's structured is there's the basic topics around, you know, welcome to Java, welcome to .NET, but then we also get down and get into the in-depth topics for the experts in each of those areas as well.
So two conferences in one, I guess.
Right.
What about back to the regular conference? What are some of the highlights of that event that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, the event itself is huge. You know, we've got like close to 125 miles of network through the place. There's over 5,000 computers, 300 telephones, et cetera. We have two large exhibit halls. There's an exhibit hall both in South, which is where we traditionally have one, and this year we also have Moscone as well, too, Moscone West. So two large exhibit halls, partner demonstrations, a lot of Oracle demonstrations. For the database, we're doing a lot of stuff around 10G Release 2, and also some of the new products that we've brought out over the last 12 months. Then in addition, lots of sessions, over 1,400 different sessions that are available on all aspects of the technology and all aspects of the business applications. Looking at the database stuff, you know, there's a couple of key ones that I'm planning to attend. Chuck Roswat has a information management keynote that he's delivering on Monday morning. I'm actually working with him on that at the moment. I know that's going to be very exciting. Andrew Mendelson is going to talk a little bit about what we see the future of database technology being. So a little bit of opening the kimono, maybe with some of the things that are coming in the future. And then also a perennial show favorite, Thomas Kite, is doing a presentation on database worst practices. You know, we talk a lot about what are the things that you should be doing. He's going to take people through some of the things that you shouldn't be doing and avoiding.
I'll be attending that one myself, actually.
Right. I know all of those sessions are going to be very, very popular.
You talked a little bit about the future of database technology. Anything way, way down the road that you can tell us about or thoughts in that area?
Not specifically at this stage, other than to, you know, people should be coming to the conference with the expectation that they'll be hearing some of the new innovative capabilities that we'll be bringing out over the next 12 to 24 months.
Fantastic. You know, I'd like to talk about some of the database-related products you guys have rolled out over the last several months, year or so. Can you tell us a little bit ContentDB and RecordsDB?
Okay, so ContentDB and RecordsDB, one of the things that a lot of our customers are talking to us about is that they're not just managing characters, numbers, and dates anymore. They have all of these other digital assets that they care about, and in particular, a lot of businesses need to manage their documentation. They have a large number of unstructured docs that they store out there on file systems that, for compliance reasons, they need to be able to secure. They need to be able to find very easily. So during the year, we announced two new options to the Oracle database, ContentsDB and RecordsDB. ContentDB is exactly as it sounds. It allows you to set the database up so that you can load your file-based content into it. And not only does it provide file-based APIs to get to that, as you load into it, we will index it and give you the ability to search it. And we also include basic workflow capabilities. You know, everybody needs the ability to check in a document, check it out, version it, send it off for approval, etc. So ContentDB provides those basic document management capabilities that we all use every day, all right? RecordsDB then comes in and adds the compliance aspect underneath that. So you can take existing data in the database and also this new content that you load and associate with that a number of compliance rules. So when does it need to be made secure? When does it need to get deleted? When do I start tracking access to this? So you can set up these compliance rules in the database and use these to do records management. And it's proving to be very, very popular. Everybody that we're talking about is you know, identifying that they have this issue, and a large number of them are looking at Oracle to help them solve this problem.
How big is that compliance problem these days? I mean, you hear a lot about it. Is this something you're hearing a lot from your customer base? You mentioned that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I would talk to anywhere from 5 to 10 customers a week, and I have yet to talk to a customer that didn't have this as an issue.
Huh.
So, and sometimes they're not even aware of it, but when you bring it up to them, they're like, oh, okay, yes, that's right. So it's very, very hot, very, very big topic, and, you know, a large part of what people are going to hear at the conference is how to deal with compliance requirements, audit, security, et cetera. So this is a general theme for Oracle.
Great. I remember back in April at the Collaborate show in Nashville, you and I talked a little bit about Database Vault.
Right.
Could you review that for us a little bit? Tell us about that product.
Yeah, Database Vault is, you know, this is also helping solve a problem that we're seeing out there. As more and more of our customers start to consolidate their environments, you know, they find that through consolidation that they can potentially introduce a new set of security issues. If you've got a DBA that looks after your financial systems and another DBA that looks after maybe your HR systems, and you consolidate those two databases into one, use the real application clustering technology to lower the cost of the platform for deployment, now suddenly you have a potential security issue where your financial DBAs can see your HR data and vice versa. So Database Vault is a capability that we added that allows you to come back in and reestablish security realms around key entities of the database. So you can say, yes, the payroll people can only see the payroll data and the HR people can only see the HR data And this is all done transparently without requiring changes to the applications or the database. So, you know, as more and more of our customers start to worry about compliance, start worrying about separation of duty, protecting themselves from insider threat, the database vault is actually answering their requirements in that area.
Great. Did you want to talk a little bit about secure backup?
Yeah, secure backup, you know, this, once again, it's all part of the same theme. How can we help our customers and partners actually secure their data? So, you know, you probably remember yourself, a good 12 months ago, nearly every week, there was a story in the newspapers or in the press about how somebody somewhere had lost the tape, lost
sure,
the backup
I wrote
tape.
Some of them.
Right, right. You know, and this can be bad stuff. If you're having to go up to Capitol Hill explaining why, you know, your customer credit card numbers are out there because somebody left a tape on a FedEx truck that got picked up, you know, you need to be able to secure yourself from that. So Oracle brought out Oracle Secure Backup. It basically does the disk-to-tape backup for us, which completes our backup story that we brought out in 10G. And in addition, is managing that disk-to-tape backup, it also encrypts the backups as well. So that if you do invariably, you know, leave a tape on a bus somewhere and somebody picks that up, they can't recover that and read the sensitive data. And, you know, it, once again, it's all around this theme of improving security, improving compliance.
Great. Oracle recently announced enterprise search capabilities. What's that? What's that all about?
Another big challenge that our customers are facing, right? If you're out there, you've got a lot of disparate systems around your environment, and these people, you know, there'll be customer information in all these different systems. As well as having the customer information in the systems, you'll have information about those customers sitting in your email servers. You might also have documents about those customers sitting on the file system. So what a lot of people are saying is, well, we need a way to search our environment for that. You know, we need a way so that I can actually come in and index everything that I've got internally, all of my applications, all of my databases, all of my email servers, all of my file systems, so that when I enter customer Mark Brunelli, I get a hit for every single place that you would appear in the systems. Now, a lot of people are very familiar with using like a Google-type appliance or a Google-type interface to do this with public-based content. But the challenge that those systems have is that they don't know how to securely search the internal systems. So Oracle Secure Enterprise Search does exactly that. It knows how to dive in and securely search the internal systems that you've got. And then when you actually come to search for information, it will make sure that you will only see information that you're entitled to see. So, you know, think of it as a Google with the compliance and the security added to it.
Great.
And big customer requirement out there.
Last product I wanted to ask you about is Oracle announced some bundling around Warehouse Builder.
Yeah, one of the things that you you know, you will have seen us do over the, I think actually just in the last 3 months, is that we actually bought the Oracle Warehouse Builder product into the database. You know, every single one of our customers out there needs to extract, transform, and load data. Previously they were having to go off, get another product stack to do that. So with Oracle Database 10G Release 2, those basic warehouse building capabilities are now included in the database product, which means that they're available to everybody. And then for the customers that want to step up to that, maybe they're interested in doing very large-scale extraction, transformation, and loading, or maybe they're looking at data quality and data cleansing, or maybe they need to talk to a Siebel database or a PeopleSoft database. We have the capability to plug all of those additional capabilities into the Warehouse Builder capabilities that are included in the database. And, you know, it's just a rationalization of the product line. It makes a lot of sense to customers. And it's been very successful as well.
Okay. Now, ContentDB, RecordsDB, Database Vault, Enterprise Search, and then this bundling package we talked about, this is all stuff that people can see at Open World?
Absolutely. We have demos, sessions, customers, partners, all talking about all of these, as well as, you know, focusing on the grid computing capabilities that we've provided, large focus around high availability, performance tuning, always a massive track for us. We have more performance tuning papers than we have anything else, and they're already very well attended with the pre-enrollment. Big focus around manageability, additional unstructured data. So, you know, all of the key focus areas that we invest in are well represented at the show.
Okay. Mark, thanks so much for joining us today.
That's great, and I look forward to seeing you in person in a couple of weeks.
I'll see you in Open World.
All right.
And for everybody out there, if you Be sure to point your browsers to searchoracle.com for continuing coverage of Open World before the show, during, and after. This is Mark Brunelli, news editor, signing off.